stood beside the gate of heaven waiting to go in. And he wondered how this holy place could take a man like him. With shouts of great rejoicing and with music then they came. Of the angels standing by him, he asked what could be their name.
These are the company of prophets, the goodly fellowship of souls, who spake God's word with faith and boldness, who blessed the poor and made the wounded whole.
No, he fell upon his knees and cried, I am not one of these.
He waited till another band of shining ones drew. The hallelujah cry.
He asked again, who are these? Can you tell me whence they came? He seemed to see the answer in a burning tongue of flame.
These are the company of martyrs, the mighty fellowship of saints.
I was living, no thought was I giving, I'm dying, where I'm.
Lord, you had the splendor of heaven, a crown, a robe, and a throne. So what kind of love would lead you to leave the safety of that kind of home? I know that you willingly suffered, but why would you suffer for me? I know what I am, and I don't understand how I could be worth Calvary when you knew I was lost and you knew that a cross was the price you had to pay. When we cried, crucify, Lord, you didn't have to die, but you did it anyway. Now I'll never see what you saw in me, 'cause you knew I would never be perfect. But I'm just so glad that somehow you thought I was worth it. Lord, sometimes I feel like a vessel, just useless old pieces of clay. But somehow you saw more, something worth dying for. You paid more than you should have paid when you knew I was lost and you knew that a cross was the price you'd have to pay. When we cried, crucify, Lord, you didn't have to die, but you did it anyway. Now I'll never see what you saw in me, 'cause you knew I would never be perfect. But I'm just so glad that somehow you thought I was worth it. And now I'll never see what you saw in me, 'cause you knew I would never be perfect. But I'm just so glad that somehow you thought I was worth it.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. I enjoyed that.
I was contented with this world and its pleasures. I was blinded and could not see the end. Then the blessed Holy Spirit came to my house and introduced me to this precious friend.
The best friend that I ever had in this world is the King of all glory so fast. And I'm so unworthy that a king such as this would prepare me a place of thanks. If here I should live until he returns, I never could thank him enough. But when I move in, still lands in my new home, I'll have forever to thank my best friend.
Amen.
When I stand before the Father that morning, with nothing and stripped of my pride, I'll be so glad my best friend will stand with me.
Amen.
Say, Father, the blood's been applied. The best friend that I ever had in this world is a king of all glory so fast. And I'm so unworthy that a king such as this would prepare me a place of thanks. If here I should live until he returns, I never could thank him enough. But when I move in, settle down in my new home, I'll have forever to thank my best.
Lord. They ought to do that more often, shouldn't they? Amen.
When trials get me down and out,
I wonder where the answer's found. And I grow anxious to know what lies ahead. I just trust in Him alone, where my strength and help come from. For He does all things well. He does all things well. But when your heart is so heavy, it's hard to tell. No greater friend I'd ever find. Who has my interest in mind? For He does all things well. He steadied work things for my good. Sometimes I wondered how He would. When my future seemed to be just one dark cloud, I know He has a plan for me. I'll follow Him faithfully, for He does all things well. He does all things well. But when your heart is so heavy, it's hard to tell. No greater friend I'd ever find. Who has my interest in mind? And He does all things well.
Amen.
Amen.
A blessing. What a blessing.